You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The noon expiration should be the end of the smoke, for now. An air quality advisory is in effect through noon as smoke from Canadian wildfires continues to impact the area. Conditions should start to improve by this afternoon, and officials don't expect to extend the advisory again. A cancer breakthrough could come from Milwaukee. The Medical College of Wisconsin just opened a $150 million Center for Cancer Discovery, bringing hundreds of scientists together under one roof for the first time. It's the region's only dedicated cancer research center designed to speed up innovations in cancer diagnosis and treatment. Some Milwaukee construction workers took a break from the job site to build a relationship this week. Milwaukee's Building Trades Council, a group repping nearly 20 unions, partnered with the United Way to announce an effort to give local students backpacks filled with school supplies. More than 8,000 backpacks will be handed out by the coalition this year to students in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Washington, and Ozaukee counties. The boat stranded on Milwaukee's shore for months now belongs to the tow truck driver who pulled it out. Jeff Piller, owner of All City Towing, won the auction to take ownership of the Deep Thought with a bid of just over $2,500. It's far less than the $50,000 the city spent to pull it from the water. Piller says he wants to sell boat pieces at charity events to do some good with the boat's remains. If there are no other options, you can get a free measles vaccine at three Milwaukee Health Department clinics. The Keenan Clinic on North 36th, the Northwest Health Clinic on Mill Road, and the Southside Health Center on South 23rd. Health officials are urging everyone to get vaccinated after 9 measles cases popped up in northern Wisconsin. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the clinics offer the vaccine at no cost to help protect families across the city. Milwaukee's historic Bronzeville neighborhood will be bustling today. As part of Bronzeville Week, there's a big community block party on Garfield Avenue between MLK Drive and Val Phillips. The event will have games, art activities, music, and lots of food options. There will also be trolley rides through what is historically the heart of the city's African-American community. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Braves for game 3 of their series in Atlanta. The Brewers with a 7-2 victory last night, their 5th win in a row. Pat Murphy.
You really have to be disciplined right now. More than ever before, we got to be disciplined. It's how we play and the mindset we're in when we play, because circumstances say ball could have bounced the other way and we're not, those numbers aren't there. You know, you have to just be consistent in how you prepare and be attached to your process, not your results.
NFL, he's slated to be their starting defensive back to replace Jair Alexander, but Nate Hobbs will miss all of the preseason games after having knee surgery over the weekend. It happened last Thursday in practice.
I'm just happy that it wasn't nothing more serious.
Was it meniscus?
That was a meniscus.
Okay, and right knee, I assume.
Right knee, yes, sir. I'm committed, as I say I am.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sci-fi fans, in particular those who are fans of the show Invasion, will be happy to know that Apple TV just dropped a trailer for Season 3. The show follows 5 people who deal with an alien invasion from around the world. According to Deadline, Season 3 drops Friday, August 22nd on Apple TV, with new episodes dropping Friday nights through October 24th. Sylvester Stallone has made a few great movies, but a lot of stories that have come out about him over the years are not so flattering. Years ago, Pamela Anderson alleged that Rambo offered her a Porsche and or a condo to be his number one girl. He supposedly did not deny there were other numbered girls and said, "You're in Hollywood now, honey." Cringe. Anderson says she rejected his offer and Stallone's reps say it never happened. Anderson is allegedly dating her Naked Gun co-star Liam Neeson, who only offered her an 88 Chevy Chevette and an efficiency apartment. She accepted, it must be love. How much is Leo DiCaprio worth? In the neighborhood of $30 to $50 million, according to Warner Brothers and Michael Mann. Mann has a finished script for Heat 2, his follow-up to his 1995 film Heat. Attached so far are actors Austin Butler and Adam Driver. Mann's ideal budget is $200 million, which Warner Brothers balked at. Mann did a revised budget for $170 million, and Warner's told him they would like it to be even less expensive. Mann's solution, according to Hollywood Insider, is to sign Leonardo DiCaprio in hopes that it will get Warner's to sign off on a higher budget. The original film was a hit and starred Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Val Kilmer, and Ashley Judd. The sequel will focus on tracking down Val Kilmer's character, who escaped in the first Heat. The film is not quite a lock to get made and is currently in the very early stages of pre-production. Actor Jonathan Joss was fatally shot outside his home after a fight with a neighbor in early June. Joss had played John Redcorn on King of the Hill since 1996 after the original voice actor who played Redcorn passed away. Redcorn was honored during the season 14 finale of the show Monday night. Zigfredo Alvarez was charged with first-degree murder after the shooting but was later released on a $200,000 bond. San Antonio police initially said the murder of Joss, who was gay, had nothing to do with his sexuality, but have since walked that back, saying that they spoke too soon and the investigation is ongoing. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus recently expressed sympathy to the San Antonio LGBTQ plus community over the loss of Joss and says the department is committed to pursuing every lead in the tragic case. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 81 degrees. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy, a low of 69 tonight. On Thursday, mostly sunny, mid-80s. Upper 80s with sunshine for Friday, and the sun continues on Saturday. We will brush 90.
Currently, 69 degrees.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.